Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It's NFL draft week here at Quick Snaps, and so we thought we should do a podcast.
It does feel contractually obligated.
It seems like a must-do this week. It could be the last sporting event in human history.
Oh my goodness, it could be.
Watch the draft, because it's the last bit of sports news you're going to get for a while. I'm Kostaki Economopoulos. He's Aaron Hodges, and this is Quick Snaps, comedy football talk. We're happy to be in your ear holes and talk a little football news. This is I'm kind of excited.
You are, yeah. You're able to maintain a level of excitement for this.
I dig it. I mean, you know, these are decisions that affect the lives of these kids for forever, and it changes the faces and the storylines of the NFL forever. And There's a lot sort of riding on it, and it's a long-standing tradition, and I always follow the University of Georgia Bulldog players and see where they wind up.
Oh,
and,
true. You're going to have to be my Sherpa on this one, man, because I don't know nothing about nothing right now.
Yeah, I don't know too much about that stuff. And, I root for the Falcons to do something good. Stop trading up. The GM came from the Patriots. Like, don't you know that trading down is the way? What are you trading up for? Stop it.
I thought about you yesterday because I was stopping at CVS and there was a car that had a lot of Falcons decals on it.
Ah.
Like a Falcons seat cover, Falcons license plate. I was like, you don't really see that in Jersey too often.
No, that's a pretty rare find in Jersey. Yeah. That's right. It's funny enough, my kid, she outgrew a bunch of her onesies, and now she's got 3 different Falcons onesies that she fits in perfectly. And so almost every day, at least as an undergarment, she's got a Falcon logo on her chest. It's hilarious. Yeah,
I'm sure there's been a few times where you wished you would outgrow the Falcons, but you just can't.
I just can't. That's right.
Can't quit them.
I should buy a smaller shirt so I could outgrow the Falcons. So I let's do a few plugs off the top, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I have plugs. This is very exciting.
Wait. In the middle of a quarantine, you have plugs?
I have a gig that I just
what
booked.
What are you doing?
I am doing the Nowhere Comedy Club set up by Steve Hofstetter.
Uh-huh.
He's got some big names doing this thing. It's like a giant Zoom session. Yes, the biggest name in comedy is doing the Nowhere. It's nowherecomedyclub.com. You can go there and buy a ticket for $10, and it's for your whole house. Whoever's there, you can watch the show. It's a way to support comics. They've got some big names doing this thing. Brad Williams, he's one of the smaller names in comedy.
Smaller frames, bigger.
Yes.
Big name,
yes.
Small frame.
That's right. Ben Glebe, Greg Proops,
nice.
Ida Rodriguez, Mike Kaplan, my buddy Chris Bowers. Steve Hofstetter does a show like every 7 minutes on this this comedy club.
That's all one show?
No. Those are all different shows. They're different headline shows. Generally, there's an opening act, and Steve often does some time and introduces people and it's pretty cool. I watched one with Josh Wolf last week to kind of get a feel for how it goes.
Okay.
And I also did Steve's other crazy show that they're doing as well. So I've had the experience of doing stand-up to the laptop and getting the feedback from the other Zoom attendees.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's definitely weird. It's definitely different. But it works so much better than you think that it would. So come and join us. I'm doing one show Thursday night, May 7th. It's 6 p.m. local, 9 p.m. Eastern. So wherever you are in the world, you can figure that out. It's only $10, and if you want to pony up a little extra dough to join the meet and greet, it comes with an album download and the whole thing. But $10 to support a comic who can't work otherwise. And it's a pretty cool experience. They actually have like virtual bouncers that go through and make sure that there's not...
How do I sign up for that? I've always wanted to be a bouncer.
Yeah, I know. That's a cool job, right?
Just not cut out for it.
It's just they'll go through and mute people who have like ambient noise that they're not aware of that's affecting the show or whatever. So it's kind of a cool, you know Steve Hofstetter. He's the hardest working man in comedy. People say Jay Leno. No. Jay Leno has major media exposure. Steve Hofstetter built his own out of thin air. So
he's
always hustling.
Man.
Always hustling, and they're definitely squeezing some of the bugs out of this process, and they've got it down. So you can buy a ticket and online the way you'd normally buy a ticket and come enjoy a crazy Zoom quarantine comedy show.
Hey, it's good, clean fun.
Good, clean fun. All right. Plug number two, Fantasy Throwback. You and I were just talking about this yesterday. It's my whack crazy show idea. We're doing Wednesday nights in April. Same time, actually, 9 Eastern on the Facebook fan page. We're doing it live, so come join us there. And, of course, you can come and watch it later as well. It's Fantasy Throwback. How about this? How about you pitch what it is as a relative newcomer to it?
Oh, man, okay. I'll do my
best. I'll correct you as you go if need be.
I'll do my best. I watched the first complete episode and then, like, three quarters of the second one. So I don't know how the second one finished, but I love this idea, man. When you were like telling me about it when it was in the early stages, I couldn't really see the vision, but now that I've seen it, I love it. It's pretty cool. So basically what you have is you're picking a random game from yesteryear, not too recent that people would, you know, have a somewhat fresh memory of it,
right?
And you give them I do have a critique now that I'm thinking about it.
Okay,
You give them a choice of 8 players to choose from for fantasy lineups. So each team, it's 2 guys going against each other, or girls, and 4 players on each squad for the fantasy team, and then you watch highlights of the game that you choose, and there's kind of like live stat updates throughout the game, and you're commenting on what's happening, which is fun, man. It's good to go down the memory lane and just kind of, you know what it feels like? It's almost like Mystery Science Theater 3000, but for football.
Well, that's interesting. I hadn't thought of that parallel. Yeah, it is a little, because you're watching the thing and commenting on it. That's right. It is a little bit like that. And it's, I think part of the key to the whole thing is game selection. You want to pick a game that's...
You pick good ones, man.
We've had 2 great ones so far, so hopefully I can keep that up, where you go, oh, yeah, I kind of remember that game, but you can't remember enough to really be relevant strategically.
Yeah, though your brother was right. I would have crushed that Miracle at the Meadowlands game.
Really? You knew that one?
Well, I knew Manningham went off, and a lot of people wouldn't remember that.
That's the key thing in that game. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. See, that's what I'm actually struggling this week, because we're doing a very special 94 Rock episode. It's my 2 guys that I call and do quick snaps with in Albuquerque. They love this idea, so they wanted to be guests on the show.
Yeah, I want to be a guest.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone who really wants to do it, we'll figure out a way to do it.
Cheers to you. Audible can open.
So I'm struggling with that game selection, because one is a lifelong Cowboys fan and one's a lifelong Eagles fan. So I'm kind of, I like the idea of doing a Cowboys-Eagles game from way back. But one of them is like an almanac of football knowledge.
Right, right.
So I'm afraid to pick like a high-profile game. Maybe I could just pick some random game from 1993 that neither one of them will remember.
Pick,
but it'll
like
be Cowboys Eagles.
What might be fun is like pick a Bengals game where Ocho Cinco was involved, you know? Because he had some big games.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah,
and I feel like that era had some interesting Bengals games.
That's what's fun about it, is to pick games where there are guys that were on our fantasy teams 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 7 years ago, whatever it is. So we're doing that every Wednesday night, 9 Eastern, on the Facebook fan page. So come join us for that. That's fun.
That's very cool. Everybody's got to check that out, because that's a ton of fun. Awesome. Here's my critique.
Oh, yeah.
Before we move on, put all of the players on one team on one side and the other team on the other side.
You list the players you can draft from.
Yeah, when they're mixed and matched. And if you don't, like, if you don't remember all the names, you could be like, I don't even know what team that is. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I think that's a fair point. When I initially, the first one that I did, it was 2 quarterbacks, 2 running backs, 4 wideouts. So it was more a position sort of list.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's not a bad idea. And then kind of top to bottom, you can go quarterback, running back, wideouts, or whatever.
Yeah, but it's a great show, man.
It's fun. It's fun. So Wednesday is on the fan page. A plug that we can do a little bit now, but we got to nail down a time and a place, is a Quick Snaps roundtable, maybe even with a different title, after the draft. So maybe Sunday night, maybe Monday night, something like that.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. We can find
to
some
wrap
time
up the
there.
Draft that was, and get a couple of our Quick Snaps boys in there.
For sure.
And girls, as you said. So yeah, there's stuff going on, and if you haven't followed my Facebook fan page, come do that, because I'm doing some other stuff, and I've got another crazy show called 50 Toasts that I'm going to launch here soon, and I'm going to do another idea at least once and see how it goes, and I'm doing lots of memes and jokes and, you know, the regular stuff. So
good
them's
on you,
all
man.
The plugs.
Yeah,
you want to get a couple plugs in here, as long as we're doing plugs?
Shit, if I may. Yeah, sure. Why not?
You got stuff going.
I got a lot of stuff going.
You got things you're doing.
By the time this is heard by some people, I guess Aaron Berg's new album will be out April 23rd. That's 3 days. It's 4:20 as we record this. I have partaken, just enough to clear my head.
Burr with a G, not Aaron Burr from the famous Duel.
Yes.
Very different.
B-E-R-G. This is an interesting one. He wrote a book a couple of years ago called American Etiquette, and he's Canadian and became a U.S. citizen pretty recently. So he wrote a book called American Etiquette, and he decided he wanted to try to like do a live reading in front of an audience. So we did that, and it was interesting because the first show was, we did 2 shows in a night. First show was fucking horrendous for like all the things that could go wrong went wrong, from the background noise of the restaurant that's right outside the room, to the audience just not understanding what they came for and like sitting there with their arms crossed. So that was the first show, but the second one, he was about to bail. He was like, fuck it, I'm gonna do another crowd work album. I don't care. And convinced him to do it again, but just jump off the page a little bit because he was reading too much, you know?
Oh, right.
And he's good with crowd work. Like, that's his bread and butter. So I was like, you know, don't rush to finish the chapter. Just when you hit a good note, jump off the page and fuck around somebody in the crowd, you know? So that's what he did, and it was a lot better, and it came out pretty good, all things considered. I'm very happy about it.
That's cool.
But the one that I am just absolutely pumped up for is J.L. Covan's Fireside Craps, The Deuce. This one is an all-time classic comedy album. I'm not even bullshitting. This thing is fun.
That's great, man. I want to hear this one.
So for those that don't know, J.L. Colvin is a comedian and also the best Trump impersonator alive, and is just now getting the credit that he has deserved for a while. He kind of blew up in the middle of this pandemic on Twitter, so it's been really interesting to see him get the love and the credit that he deserves, and he's really killing it right now. So in January, we actually recorded this, and I've just kind of been working on the production from the sound effects and the music and just editing what we recorded. I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but there's sketches and there's guest appearances, and this thing really moves. And I spent a lot of time thinking about the order of things and where to put things, and the music and the sound effects. And with JL's impression, which is second to none, I think we just, right place, right time, right people came together to make this album, and it's awesome. The gist of it is basically he's Trump. We made one already called Fireside Craps, 45's First 100 Days. So it's basically like FDR's Fireside Chats back in the day.
Right, right.
And it's Trump basically he's addressing the nation in that manner, but, you know, with Trump flair.
And, there's a very nice word for it.
Yeah, yeah. And so he's addressing the nation. On the newest one, he's addressing the nation through basically the first 3 years of his presidency, leading up to right before Corona. So it's just some events that we chose throughout there, and he's addressing the nation about them, giving them the inside scoop. It's called 40. He's addressing the nation while he's sitting on the toilet. So it's called Fireside Craps, The Deuce, because it's the second one we've done, and it's a shit joke.
You really could not call it The Deuce, actually.
Yeah, we didn't argue that much. We didn't really brainstorm that much after that one. We were like, yeah, that's it. That's it. That's the one.
Hey, I got a question about all that. Yeah. Two questions, actually. One, and I'll just let you talk for a sec.
Okay.
How does something become viral? And which is the dumbest question ever, but I want to hear you talk about it anyway.
Oh man, I wish I knew. But go ahead.
I know, right? And two, how does viral translate into what's next? Is it just the sheer numbers of people who are aware of the guy and are now following on Twitter? Like, what does viral actually do for a guy? How do you get there, and what does it do? Those are my questions.
Well, I guess we're going to see, and especially the circumstances are pretty extraordinary right now with everything that's happening in the world. But, I think it remains to be seen. But speaking from, you know, what he's doing and what, you know, dropping this album and stuff, so we're kind of communicating every once in a while. And he's made it a real point. He's kind of, it's weird for him, I think, because he doesn't want to do Trump anymore. And
that's interesting.
Also, most of the Trump opportunities are pretty much done as far as what pays money and doing shows and things like that. Hopefully, in a few months, he will have lost an election and he's out of here. But you know, he doesn't want to do it much, so he's making a real point to try to push people to the comedy albums that he's produced and the web series that he's produced. He's got a ton of content out there.
Huh.
So he's been hitting that, but I think it's about to pivot a little bit to promoting the album. But I think what happened with him specifically in going viral is he put out a quick video on Twitter. It was like, I don't know, 2.5 minutes long or something like that. And it was, I think, number one, because the Trump impression is so good. And number two, he was talking about Easter and the ridiculousness of Trump trying to have crowded churches on Easter and bringing the economy back on Easter. So it was just a lightning strike of a perfect, timely, topical thing that, you know, gave him an opportunity to really flex his skill, and people finally caught on to it. And I think just the right people sharing it, a lot of people just retweeting it, sharing it, and sending the link to their friends. Like, it came back to me a couple times from people, like, just sending it to me, like, this is your guy, right? This is the dude you work with? I go, yeah, of course. So I was like, that's when I had people like sending it to me, like I was like, whoa, this is out there in a big way.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, that's what's fascinating. So it's the thunderclap combination of hot, topical subject, fantastic impression, and then good writing in it. Like, just somehow the execution and the moment all like merge into one, and it just takes off, right?
That's what happened here. Yeah.
Those are the ingredients in viral, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's so many different ways to do it. I don't think anybody has the recipe, but I mean, I don't know. It's been interesting.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I wish I could tell you a thing, like, Kostaki, this is what you need to do.
I know. I mean, it's the most asked question of the last 10 years, you know, and no one has a good answer. All right. So what's the answer to the second part? So then what? What happens now? Now millions of people are sending this to their friends. How does that translate into something useful for a comic? Like, does that actually move the ball dramatically?
Yeah. Like I said, I think it remains to be seen. I think we're pretty hopeful that this could be a big album in terms of people really, really appreciating it and actually buying it and really get him out there in a big way. But he's working on other stuff that, you know, it's some kind of like special that he's teasing, that like a quarantine quote unquote special.
Okay.
And he's writing all kinds of stuff. So he's got platforms that have approached him on stuff. And I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I wish him all the luck, because that's one talented dude.
Yeah. So that's part of what the hope is, that some other thing is made aware of him and then grabs him for a thing, right? Like, oh, we need you to do an impression on this show, or we need you to be, you know, in this ad where you're doing a Trump impression or whatever. Something that's another major media exposure, it leads to that. That's the part of the hope, right?
Something like that.
Right. That's fascinating. No, yeah. Good for him and good for you. That's cool, man.
Yeah. 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 So we're going to win a Grammy this year, I think.
All right. I like it.
YouLuckyDogProductions.com, and look out for the pre-order on Fireside Crabs the Deuce. I think by the time you hear this, it will be up for pre-order on iTunes. And
nice, man. Well, congrats. This
releases May 1st is the official release date. So I'm pumped up.
Okay, cool. And a lot of people don't know that when you pre-order, it helps the rankings, because they don't count any of the orders until the first day of the thing. Is that
correct?
Yeah,
yeah. They all count for the first day sales.
Right. So everything that you're ordering now helps add up and helps shoot him up the charts on that first day. Helps get a little extra exposure. So pre-orders are key for this sort of stuff. Cool.
Well, let's buy lots of copies so we can retire JL as Trump.
That's not how success works. if it works in a gangbusters way, you're doing a trade. You're doing a third one for sure.
Gladly trade lack of success for not another term.
All right, so talk to me about the draft. You're a Giants fan. I read an article today that said they're looking at a quarterback. What the fuck? This doesn't make any sense.
Is that right?
Yeah, Justin Herbert
in the first round.
Yeah, he's now it could be a smokescreen. It might be a way to force one of the other teams to trade up with them. It doesn't make any sense to me that they would draft a quarterback and fourth overall. But
yeah, Daniel Jones got the juice.
He got the juice. We discovered we established this the last time we spoke.
Why not, man? You know, maybe they're not completely sold on
super
Jones.
Super young and keep them both and see what happens.
I guess.
And then trade one.
Yeah. Everybody's looking for a quarterback. So, excuse me. I don't know. Who knows, man? There's no rules anymore. There's no rules.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, look what happened with the RG3 and Kirk Cousins, right? They got drafted the same year. To have that right?
Well, I mean,
your pause,
you know, and
makes
even
me think.
At the veteran level this year, you know, Tannehill went to Tennessee and Mariota was already there, and they both seemed like they were the 25th best quarterback in the NFL. And, you know, the backup emerged as, you know, having one of the great seasons in recent memory as a quarterback.
I mean, I'll put it to you this way on Daniel Jones. There's no reason to think, wow, this is definitely the guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess you're right. All the early signs are solid and good.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. But he could have you're going to expect to see some progression if there's a season this year. You're going to expect to see some. And if there isn't any, then you're going to be like, oh, what did we do?
Right. What you're afraid of is like a Mayfield kind of thing where he's like the king of the rookie quarterback universe.
Yeah.
And then the next year you go, what happened?
Could be.
Okay. You're right. You always need a quarterback. That's for sure. And if you had two good ones, that's a good problem, and you could trade one if you needed to.
It sure is.
Yeah, that's true. As a Falcons fan, I just, please, for the love of God, spend your draft capital on defense. Please.
You've been saying that for 10 years.
I've been saying it for 30 years. As Andreas noted, they have 11 first-rounders on offense. Stop it with the offense.
Don't care.
Just stop somebody. You don't have to win every game 47-42. Like, just stop somebody sometime, somewhere. I want a Jadeveon Clowney type. That's what I want.
Ooh. 47-42 sounds fun, though.
That is fun. Yeah, that's a good point. Imagine that sells tickets. That's part of, like, we're just gonna outscore everybody. We can't stop anything. Life's weird, though. This is the only draft where we're all home alone and the number one pick looks like Macaulay Culkin.
That's a winner.
That's very weird. Joe Burrow does look like an adult Macaulay Culkin.
He does.
Not traditionally a compliment. And if he goes to Cincy, half of his games will be home alone. Am I right, everybody?
I mean, when I saw him smoking a cigar, I was like, that doesn't look right. Do your parents know about this?
Yeah, he does look. He's got kind of a boyish face for sure.
Yeah.
He's also Joe Exotic's wet dream. He's young, he's hot, and he's about to become a Bengal. Hey, Joe Exotic loves the Bengals. They're Tigers, and they suck. Ah, I got jokes.
Did you watch it?
We watched about 25 minutes of the first one just so we know what the hell everyone's talking about.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
And we were watching Ozark at the time, and we finished Ozark and we haven't returned. I'm not sure that's going to be our cup of tea, but
Ozark?
Man, I totally get why it's buzzworthy. That show is wowza all the way around.
You talk about Ozark or Tiger King?
Well, both. Tiger King, that's the one I was talking about. Like, I get why it's buzzworthy and it's memes and it's, you know, it's totally, it's hard to believe it's real.
It got a little bit too much buzz, but because it wasn't that great, in my opinion. It was fun, but Jesus.
But people, it is, you understand why it's a cyber water cooler moment because it's so weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I totally get why everyone's talking about it.
For sure.
But yeah, I actually... I have some, like, you know, social reference curiosity. I do feel obligated to watch it, but I don't really want to.
That's how I felt too. I definitely waited like at least 2 weeks.
Did you watch the whole thing?
We did, yeah.
What do you think? Is it worth doing?
I think it is. I mean, yeah, it's worth doing. It's
because it's got some big, heavy stuff too, and it's cartoonishly silly and characters, and it seems to check all the boxes for, like, you know, just chill out and entertain yourself.
Yeah,
documentary.
I would say like it's probably a good thing to watch as you're going to bed, and if you fall asleep during it, no big deal.
Here's the impressive thing about Joe Burrow. He's bilingual. He speaks English and whatever that language is that the LSU coach speaks.
It's Cajun, no?
I guess. It's something. It's smoker. It's Southern. I don't know what it is.
Have you seen or heard Tom Segura's joke about Cajun people?
Yes.
How funny is that?
I'm surprised he's so brazen about it for a guy who's, you know, trying to appeal to everybody. He's like, fuck those people.
Gotta draw the line somewhere. That's a good one. Check that out.
He's funny.
Yeah, he's funny.
I read yesterday Burrow picked Peyton Manning's brain about being the number one pick. And I thought, well, that's cool. I like that. But he might want to call Ryan Leaf, too, because those lessons might be even more important.
Yeah, you know, for like, sure.
What not to do is also an important part of the conversation.
Oh, you know what? That'd be a good kind of choice for maybe your Cowboys-Eagles fantasy matchup there. What's it called again? Fantasy throwback.
Yeah.
Pick a Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's so many. I mean, the kind of the logo of the show right now is
LaDainian.
LaDainian. I mean, there's so many of those kind of guys that are the perfect. I mean, that's what I liked about the Giants-Eagles game. It's Michael Vick in his post-prison Eagles prime just running amok. And there's so many other players that you like, oh, yeah, I had that Hakeem Nicks and Eli and Shady McCoy in his prime. It's just like that's what's fun about, you know, picking the games.
I was so happy to see Bradshaw and Jacobs running the rock.
Yes. Jacobs, the third best running back on his college team. Can you imagine?
Yeah, man, that was stacked. So it's him, Ricky Williams, and who?
No, it was Cadillac Williams. Ronnie Brown. Remember when those two guys came out? They were monsters for a few years.
Yep.
And he was the third one. I think there was a fourth one that was pretty good, too, on the same team. It was some crazy story, that team.
O.J. Simpson.
that doesn't sound right. The other big prospect, Tua. Where's Tua going to go? Because he's hurt. They haven't been able to examine him.
He's going in Al Pacino's repertoire.
Tua! Call Glenn Rizzard to do Al Pacino talking about Tua.
There you go.
He's left-handed as a quarterback, but right-handed in the rest of his life.
Really?
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
His first year of varsity in high school, he threw for 33 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. And he credited his father's discipline. He said that he used the belt after an INT. Oh. Like, you know the old expression, spare the rod, expect the pick six. Yeah, you got to beat that kid.
Jeez.
That's crazy, right? It's a shame old man Winston didn't have a belt. He must have been a suspenders guy. That's a tough break.
I mean, I got the belt a couple times, but it was for stuff other than throwing interceptions.
I know, it's like you're trying to throw an interception.
Right? See. What is he, Booty Tang's dad?
I don't know. There's some crazy, weird relationship there. He was one of those. It sounds from what I've read that he's one of those classic, almost like a cartoonish movie version of the dad that presses the kid, you know?
Right, yeah.
But it worked. I mean, he made the Elite 11, and he ended up being the MVP of that group and came in and won a game when he didn't play the whole season in the national championship against Georgia. And then, the kid has been so impressive.
Great football player, but he's probably got some trust issues, you know?
I imagine he's a little head scrambled. Yeah, right. I imagine somebody, the name's Chase Young, a defensive end from Ohio State. What a great name for a guy going after the quarterback, Chase. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Chase Young, also Charlie Sheen's hobby. That's Chase Young. All right. We got a defensive end named Chase in this draft, a running back named Swift, and a linebacker named Queen. That's a tough draw for a middle school linebacker. Queen. Roger Goodell will be announcing picks from his home during the draft.
So does Matt Schaub.
Matt what? What?
Matt Schaub announces picks as well.
I feel bad for Goodell. Those 20 hugs are like 95% of his annual hugs, you know?
That's true.
He's not going to get those.
It's a good hug, too.
Oh, enthusiastic, life-changing moment hugs, right?
Yeah. Oh, I could go for a hug right now.
Hold on, let me change this kid's life. Let me give a 21-year-old $30 million.
Yeah.
Oof. See if I can get a good hug out of it.
Nice.
The Browns released their new uniforms. Wait, the uniforms get released, but the players have to stay? That's not fair. The Browns are ahead of their time, Aaron. They've been social distancing from the playoffs since 2002.
There you go.
I had to look it up for that joke. They haven't been in the playoffs in 20 years? Wow. What the fuck? Yeah, 18 years. They haven't been in the playoffs. That's crazy.
It ain't good. Is that the longest streak?
That's a good question. In the playoffs at all? I mean, there's a bunch of one-and-done teams.
Longest streak?
I'm going to say it is, but...
Making the playoffs.
Lions is the only other one I can think. Maybe Jaguars?
It is the Browns. 16 years and counting. So, that was in 2019, so let's say 17. 17 years.
That's crazy. To not even make the playoffs. I mean, there's 12 teams make the playoffs. Playoffs? the Falcons uniforms, have you seen them? They're kind of, I don't know.
I think they're appropriate. The white ones.
They look good at first, then they disappoint you.
What's that like?
They're very fitting. They feel a little, I don't know. I guess I'm an old guy. They're not traditional. They're kind of new era. They're a little Arena League-ish for me, but I think they could grow on me. They're a little like bold numbers and not the classic look. They're a totally different look.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let me take a look.
They got the ATL on there, which as an older guy, I have mixed feelings about that, but I kind of like the idea of it.
Oh, are these the black and red or red and gray mix ish? Is that what I'm looking at?
No, I haven't seen that. They're just stark and they're not traditional, which is fine, I guess. But and the Patriots released new uniforms today. Theirs are similar, actually. Similar kind of modern and big ass bold numbers.
I actually like them, but I have no attachment to the old ones.
Yeah. I like the black. I like that they're using more black in their stuff and not just red.
I'm watching a hype video right now. You probably hear the music. You getting hyped?
It's probably right up your alley.
Sounds good.
A lot of that urban music that you like coming out of the ATL.
You damn Skippy. Ooh. Ooh, I like the white ones. Hold on. Maybe it is this production on the video, but these jerseys are sexy, bro.
Maybe I need to watch the hype video. I did not it did not occur to me to do that.
It's at AtlantaFalcons.com.
All right.
Looks good.
I'll do that. So you're holding up okay through all this craziness?
Yeah, getting by, man. I'm having moments of feeling overwhelmed and anxious, but I mean, I can't complain. Overall, everybody's healthy so far. I'm busy. Yeah.
You're running the whole business from your bunker.
Yep. So
you were built for this. You just got the, get all this shit together. This is pretty good timing for you.
I know. I'm so glad that we didn't wait to build the studio because it's been a godsend having it.
Right.
This probably would have been the time when we would have started building it if we didn't just push ourselves to go a little sooner. Right. So I'm lucky to have it, and it's kept my mind off things quite a bit. So it's not so bad, man. I just miss people, you know?
Right. I saw a meme this week that said, remember places?
Right.
It just had like a picture of a strip mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, vaguely. We went on a drive for the first time in a month just to drive around. We literally didn't get out of the car, but we just drove around for a while.
I've been thinking about doing the same thing, yeah. How'd that feel?
It was surreal, like going down Hollywood Boulevard and everything's just closed. And
you know, right.
There's like a couple homeless guys and a couple people running errands and the rest. It's just like deathly quiet.
I mean, you'll never see it this still ever again.
Never. You could never drive around Hollywood so easily, you know. It's traffic is such a factor of day-to-day life here, and to have no traffic is
right.
It's very post-apocalyptic, you know, to just cruise around LA with no traffic.
Yeah.
It's really weird. So yeah, it's a weird life, but our day-to-day existence is great, you know. We're laughing with a kid and we're each working on our projects and wiping down our food as it's dropped off on our stairs. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
You know.
Here's a text you wouldn't have gotten 3 months ago.
Right.
Let me read this real quick if you don't mind. I'm assuming Krista sent me this.
Yeah, because I had gloves on and wiping stuff down.
She said, hey, man, Kostaki is wiping down our groceries. Can we push it? Can you push it back a smidge? Wiping down your groceries.
Yeah, we had the Instacart delivery, and it was literally, I'm just not exaggerating, it was about 20 plastic bags filled with groceries just left on our stairs.
Yeah.
And it was a good hour 20 of really intensive work to wipe them all down and get them put away. It's crazy.
Yeah. Does it really make you wonder like how nonchalant we were before? Like, we didn't take any precautions about anything.
I didn't about anything. And people who were germophobic, I kind of made fun of them.
Me too. Now I'm like, you guys are genius. Way ahead of the curve.
Howie Mandel is a genius.
I'm not sure if I'm taking it harder than other people in terms of my transition into full-on germaphobe now.
I've done it too. I mean, everything. We don't even leave the yard, at least for right now. We're not even going on walks for the last week or two. We're gonna probably eke that back in, but
yeah.
I mean, after I do all the groceries, I put the stuff. You know, I walk around and re-wipe everything that I touched, and I put a couple of wipes down on the floor, and I put my shoes on them, and then I walk around all the staging area.
Wipes on the floor, huh? Okay.
Yeah, it's completely overboard. And then in this case, I threw all my clothes in the washer and then ran up the stairs naked and took a shower.
yeah, exactly. You got to get it all off you. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's,
I shaved my beard today, mostly because it was itchy and I was like pulling out my hair nervously. and now I'm like, but part of it is also like, I got to get the COVID off of me, you know?
Right. And it encourages you to touch your face. That's no good.
Yeah.
Don't touch your face is the hardest part of the whole thing for me.
It's tough, especially for a nose picker.
I'm going to touch my face a lot when this is over. My face misses being touched.
For sure. When I think about you, I touch my face.
All right, brother. Well, it's good to talk to you. Let's do a let's hit the plugs again. You got two new albums out, Aaron Berg and how to say the name? J.R. Colvin?
J.L. Covan.
J.L. Covan.
C-A-U-V-I-N. It's not spelled the way it sounds. You pronounce it Covan, but it's C-A-U-V-I-N.
That's bullshit. Economopolis is exactly what it looks like.
That's true, although I get tripped up with where the O-U goes sometimes.
Yeah, but it doesn't affect the pronunciation. That's just for the spelling part.
Yeah. Let me run something by you real quick. Yeah, just for this plug, YouLuckyDogProductions.com, pre-order both Aaron Berg and JL Covan on iTunes. Fireside Craps Deuce, May 1st. Do I cancel my gym membership?
Yes.
I do, right? Yeah, I do.
We just got a Zoom membership for the year, like 2 months ago. Like, that timing sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the answer, but I needed to hear a definitive answer, and I got it. So
I'm actually considering selling the car. That's how little we're going anywhere. But
nah, that'll be back.
We want a car to go to things in the short run. You don't want to get in an Uber if you could avoid it right now. So
yeah.
Go to nowherecomedyclub.com, buy a ticket to come see me. And when I say come see me, I mean sit right where the fuck you are and see me. May 7th, check out Fantasy Throwback on the Facebook page. And also on the Facebook page in the next few days, we're going to do some kind of a Quick Snaps throwback show with a couple of our go-to panelists and maybe a couple of new faces as well. So thanks for listening, everybody. Stay well, and we'll see you on the other side of the draft. Hope your teams get what you need.
Send me some Lysol wipes.
See you guys.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.